This is Train for Trades Guild Radio with Tom Jinx.
My name's Craig Rushbrook from Bexley Heath in Kent. I'm doing the advanced plumbing, so working towards the MVQ 3.
Hi, Craig. Hi.
Hello.
So, Craig, let's start by finding out a bit about you then. What were you doing before Train for Trade Skills?
I'm currently working for a private bank, helping clients with their payments, address changes, any sort of queries that they've got, just making sure that they get their money where they need it, really.
So is that job full-time then?
Yeah, it's 9 to 5 in the West End of London. It's behind a desk all day, you know, putting in numbers into a screen, basically.
How are you finding sort of balance in that job around studying for your course then?
It is a bit difficult. Once you're done, you know, you're travelling in the morning, you get to work, you're there till 9 till 5, then you've got like an hour commute home again. You do get like, you do start to feel a bit tired and you're like, I don't really want to study. But you can make the time, you can do it. If you really knuckle down to it, it shouldn't be a problem. I mean, I was studying on the train as well, so that's really helped. So using up any free time that I've got for the course.
Have you got any sort of tips that you've done that you've found have worked really well?
Reading through passages and just making bullet points on like a separate notepad, picking out, you know, the important parts. I think they're the important parts. Every 20 minutes, just take a break, you know.
You're talking about the studying. How have you found the virtual reality software then? Have you found that has helped you?
Yeah, I've totally forgot about that actually. Yeah, it does help. It's good to see how you will be doing these things, you know, in real life. Gives you like a really good idea where to go. It does really help. If you keep using it, it will help you, definitely. I've really enjoyed it.
Let's talk about plumbing then. Have you always had an interest in plumbing?
Haven't actually, not a major interest in it. It's only since I've been in this job that I realised that I wanted to do something more hands-on and more productive. I didn't want to be stuck behind a desk all day anymore, so moving about or being outside was something that I was after. I looked up online and saw plumbing and thought about it. It seemed really appealing to me.
Have you been doing any sort of plumbing jobs or getting any experience outside of your course then?
I haven't, no.
So let's talk about the practical training then, which you're on now.
Sure.
How are you finding it?
Yeah, all right. I mean, I'm getting the gist of it, but I need to build up my own confidence in actually doing it right. I do worry quite a bit, and I keep getting my measurements out, but with some more time, I'm sure I'll get on with it, be all right with it.
How have you found the tutors then? Have you found that they've been helping you?
Yeah, I found that the tutors are really helpful. You don't get a lot of time like one-on-one because there is like, you know, 12 of you in the group, so you can't hog the tutor all the time, but they're really helpful when they do hand out where they can.
So, Craig, what are your plans then when you finish your course?
When I'm totally finished, looking to work for a firm somewhere. I don't want to do any of my major jobs, maybe just like refurbishments or something to start with, just something small before working up to the bigger things. Leave the bank and do that.
So, Craig, for the people that are listening to this show, and have you got any advice for the people that are thinking about retraining or want to take up plumbing? Have you got any advice for them?
Give it a long, hard think about it first. Make sure it's something you really want to do. And if it is, just go for it. It's a guaranteed pass, so you should work for it. I think you'd enjoy it.
That's great, Craig. Thank you for joining us.
Okay, no worries.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.